Here's a holiday gift idea. How about a $400 million tax break for Marylanders? Sound good? Well, if you or a member of your family has been a hospital patient at any time over the past few years, that's a tax you're helping to pay. And Maryland's hospitals would like to put an end to it. In Annapolis, they don't call it a tax, they call it an assessment. But it's the same thing, a charge tacked onto your hospital bill by the state that you and your insurance company pay. But hospitals don't see a penny of it. The hospital tax has been used instead to close a gaping hole in the state budget. The hospital tax started in 2009 because Maryland's Medicaid program, health care for poor and disabled people, was in trouble. The recession meant more people out of work and in need of Medicaid, and that happened just as the state changed the rules to make even more people eligible for Medicaid. The result? Maryland's Medicaid program couldn't make ends meet. So the legislature approved an assessment, a tax, on hospital rates to help fix the problem. The original amount was $19 million, and hospitals supported the tax because Medicaid is critical to the health of so many. But in just 3 years, the hospital tax grew from $19 million to nearly $400 million. And that is where it has stayed, despite the fact that Maryland's Medicaid program is no longer in trouble. It's actually running a surplus. So logically, the state can eliminate the hospital tax, right? Well, apparently not so fast. This has become such an easy taxing mechanism for the state that it really doesn't want to let it go. And because the funds from the hospital tax go into the state's general pot, the state can do whatever it wants with the money, your money. So the nearly $400 million you're helping to pay as part of your hospital bill is not necessarily being used for health care at all. It's now being used to patch up other holes in the state budget. Maryland's hospitals don't think it's right, and neither does the General Assembly. The legislature called for the elimination of the hospital tax by 2018. But what's in the state's budget is largely up to Governor O'Malley, not the legislature. Maryland's hospitals have asked the governor to take a critical first step by chopping $100 million off the tax in his upcoming budget. So how about it? A hospital tax holiday for the people of Maryland? It's only fair to you, your health, and your wallet. I'm Carmela Coyle, President and CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association for WYPR, your NPR news station.